In a small town near Houston yesterday, a jury heard opening statements in the first Vioxx injury case against drug maker Merck. The company faces close to 4,000 such cases. It withdrew the painkiller from the market last year after a study showed Vioxx doubled the risk of heart problems. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
It was a little after 10 in the morning yesterday when the jury of 7 men and 5 women filed in and took their seats. Nearby, in the front row of the packed courtroom, just behind her lawyers, was Carol Ernst. She's the plaintiff in the case. Her husband Robert died in 2001 at the age of 59. She charges he died after taking Vioxx for 8 months. Let me tell you a little bit about Bob, her lawyer Mark Lanier told the jury. He was a great fella. He ran, he biked, he swam. Lanier said the couple had been married 11 months when Ernst died in his sleep. The coroner's report said he died of an irregular heartbeat. He told jurors, "What you've got to do is be the detectives here. You're going to follow the evidence. It'll lead you to one place. It'll lead you to Merck, one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world." Mark Lanier is a boyish 44-year-old. He showed the energy and charisma that have helped him win big verdicts against some powerful companies. He told a jury he'd prove that Merck had the motive, big profits, and the means, Vioxx, to cause the death of Robert Ernst. He said Merck used to be a good company, but under new arrangements in 1994, the company's priorities changed, so that in his words, for Merck, it was not science first, not medicine first, but profit first. He said, before they ever sold a pill, they knew Vioxx had problems. They tested around the dangers. He said Merck duped the Food and Drug Administration. They didn't give the FDA all the information. He said Merck enticed, deceived, and bullied doctors into prescribing Vioxx, and he promised he would prove all that through the company's own documents. After the court adjourned for the day, Lanier took stock.
Today was a good day. We started down the road to justice. We got a chance to talk about the evidence and what the evidence is going to show. And I think the jury is going to send a message to Merck.
And what do you think the message will be?
We understand what this drug has done, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
By contrast, Merck's lawyer, David Kiernan, was low-key. He told the jury the case came down to 4 issues. First, was Merck responsible in its development of Vioxx? Kiernan told jurors Vioxx was the most carefully studied painkiller ever brought to market. He said the second question in the case is, did Merck share the scientific information on Vioxx? Merck supplied all the evidence to the FDA, to doctors, and to patients, Kiernan told jurors. He said the third question is, did the people at Merck make their decisions based on science? Kiernan said they did. He said scores of studies had shown that Vioxx didn't pose a greater risk to the heart than sugar pills. The final question in the case, Kiernan said, is, did Vioxx cause the death of Robert Ernst? He said no study had linked Vioxx to the condition Ernst died of, irregular heartbeat. Another Merck lawyer, John Skidmore, summed up Merck's view of the day this way.
You know, there's truth and there's spin, and we're going to tell the truth to the jury. I think if you're responsible and you tell the truth, then ultimately good things will happen. And Merck has been absolutely responsible throughout this, from the beginning to up to today, and will continue to be.
To decide which of these two pictures is closer to the truth, jurors will have to sort through how drugs are studied, approved, and marketed in the U.S. They'll have to understand something of the science behind Vioxx, and then they'll have to decide what role, if any, the painkiller and the drug company played in the death of Robert Ernst. Merck has said it'll fight these cases, one at a time, across the country. With billions in damages at stake on both sides, plaintiffs' lawyers, company executives, and investors will be paying close attention over the next few weeks to what happens in this small town in Texas. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Angleton, Texas. Thank you.